Welcome to A Germ's Journey News Desk, an international dialogue about the challenge of supporting community-relevant public health communications. Find out more about A Germ's Journey at our website, germsjourney.com, or find us on Twitter at germsjourney.
Yes, hello, and thank you for allowing us to be part of Germ's Journey Desk, the challenge of public health communication. And we are very happy that we are allowed to present our COVID prevention material. My name is Anja Müting. I'm a program manager for South Sudan from Malteser International. Malteser International is the worldwide relief agency of the Sovereign Order of Malta and is supporting people affected by crisis and emergencies in more than 20 countries all over the world. And I will be moderating our small conversation today. Next to me is Svenja Ksoll from the German Toilet Organization, which will present herself now.
Thank you, Anja. Yeah, very warm welcome and greetings from Berlin, Germany. My name is Svenja Ksoll. I work for the German Toilet Organization, as Anja just said. We are a Berlin-based non-governmental, non-profit organization. And yeah, we engage in the field of wash, water, sanitation, hygiene, nationally in Germany, but also internationally. And yeah, one of our fields of work is schools or school wash and school hygiene. And I have been working with GTO for 7 years now in the field of schools and working with schools and school actors and learners or school children for the past 7 years. And yeah, my background lies more in development studies, and I'm one of the team members who developed the My Healthy Friends learning materials, which we will talk about today. And yeah, if you would like to find out more on the German Toilet Organization, just go to germantoilet.org and you will find more information on our work. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, yes, just to start straight away, why we are here today, we developed some material on COVID prevention in schools. It's a cooperation between the German Toilet Organization and Malteser International. Malteser International is active in South Sudan in the areas of WASH, FNS and health, and is also very active in schools, mostly in the area of hygiene promotion, but also in the area of agricultural support. And we started developing some material which we would like to present to you today. And hope it is of interest to you to see what we were planning to do or what we are doing in South Sudan to support the children in preventing COVID. So, Svenja, maybe we start just straight away with what is our material? I know that you've presented, you have prepared something to present to us how it looks like, our material for My Healthy Friends.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Anja. As German Toilet Organization is not an organization implementing themselves, or we don't implement in other regions or countries, and we work closely together with Malteser International to now implement the My Healthy Friends materials in South Sudan, as Anja also just said. And you see the this side, you see the logo of the materials here, and you find these two eyes sitting on top of the friends. And this kind of shows also the philosophy of the materials, also the name, My Healthy Friends. The idea was that when we deal with a pandemic such as COVID-19 right now, we need to to fight the virus together. We can't do it just one by one. We are all in this together. And when we protect ourselves, we also need to, of course, protect or have to protect our friends and family and community and everybody around us. So the idea was to develop materials which imply the taking care of each other and looking out for each other, and in order to stay healthy. And these were the two eyes kind of presenting this this idea as well. And we started to develop this material based, and we wanted to base it on key messages or behavior rules in order to prevent us from getting infected with COVID-19. And the stories, the storylines, it's basically four storylines we developed. And out of these storylines, we then started to develop more modules within the material kit, which are all play-based. So the idea was to have learning materials which are engaging and which are fun and which are active, so to say. Okay, let me share my screen and let me show you the four storylines which are based in the four posters of the material. And yeah, you should be able to see my screen now, Anya. Is that correct?
The first storyline is visible.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's go through this. We have four messages, and you see here the comics, and you see always two storylines. One is the good behavior, and one is, the bad behavior. This is the first one on physical distancing, and I'm just going through this. We have a second poster and a second key message, which is the cough and sneeze etiquette. So cough and sneeze into your elbows so you protect, again, your friends and family from maybe getting infected with COVID-19. And the third key message is, of course, wash your hands with soap. And you see here the third poster, which shows four critical times when you have to wash your hands. And the fourth one is wear a mask or cover your mouth and nose with a facial mask. And here again, you see that all four posters always have the good behavior and the bad behavior. And we will go a bit deeper into the materials in a second, but I will stop sharing the screen right now. So this was kind of like the first introduction to our materials. And yeah.
Yeah, maybe just a short follow-up question. So why did you or did we decide on the four stories? Why did we pick these four preventive measures? Maybe that's something which could be interesting to our audience.
Yeah, definitely. The development of the materials is kind of, is based in a learning material kit which GTO has developed before, called My School Loo. And the principle of My School Loo also was to create comic-based storylines which work without text. So without reading or writing anything, and also having storylines which are very straightforward, very simple, and very easy to grasp. So the idea was also create this kind of learning material, which is also play-based, because it's got elements in it which you can kind of play with in class or in the community. And we decided on these four key messages in quite an extensive process of discussing it with several actors, because we of course needed the scientific and evidence-based guidance on deciding what kind of messages we want to include into the material. And for the development of the material, we used kind of two-phased approach, so to say. We first of all had a discussion with the Hygiene Hub from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, who guided us and who also helped us to decide on the four key messages. And of course, when we remember back, the pandemic always changed, right? We remember that in the beginning, wearing a facial mask was something nobody did, and it wasn't very prominent and it wasn't really discussed. And then it became very, very, very important during the pandemic, and it became more clear that it's very important to cover your mouth and nose in order to protect yourself, but also others. This is just an example on how also the development of the pandemic, of course, influenced on which key messages we had to decide on. So that was very much influenced by the Hygiene Hub, and they also provided us with studies on, for example, the critical times on hand washing, which ones should we choose, and also pushing us into a direction to making the materials understandable, relatable, and fun for children, and also how should we bring the messages to life, so to say. And the other approach was, of course, the very, very crucial feedback from the colleagues from South Sudan, from Maltese International, but also very, very, very good feedback from the Juba City Council and the Education Department, helping us also to design the characters in such a way that they are context appropriate. So we, for example, changed during the development phase, we changed the elements within the critical times on hand washing. So we discussed what is actually relevant in the South Sudanese context, but also looking at the characters and the look of the comics, the children within the material. We really wanted to have them, we wanted to, the children to being able to relate to them. So we had to kind of, for example, change the haircuts or skin color. It was very, very important for us that the learners, the school children can relate to that. So that helped us very, very much. And then also last point, very important, was to align them, of course, with national policies. And you could, maybe you noticed that in the physical distancing message, we left out numbers, for example. We didn't say, oh, you need to keep 1.5 meters or 2 meters distance, because this has also changed, of course, in the development of the pandemic. And of course, we wanted to, we didn't want to include any reading elements into it. Yeah.
Yes, Svenja, you mentioned already quite some time that it's play-based and it should be fun. And so maybe you can give us a bit of details, like how can you make it fun? Like how is teaching material fun for children? What kind of methods are included in the My Healthy Friends material to make it really easy, accessible, and actually fun for children?
Yeah, and for that, I would also like to share my screen again to show you the game elements of the material, which were developed from the posters. So I'm doing this right here. And yeah, you should be able to see it now. Yes.
Yes, yes. I see the manual.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And this was kind of like, of course, addition to what I was saying before, we had to, of course, develop a manual for the educators, for the teachers, for the hygiene promoters. So this is just an example of how it looks like. And this also includes, of course, the whole idea and introduction, and of course all the elements in the kit are explained, and how they should be applied is also explained. So what are the elements in the kit? Here we see the first one, which we call the single cards, and you see that we took the posters and we split them up into separate single cards. And you see it's the exact same images which we find in the posters. And with these single cards, this is like the first learning or playing element for the pupils, the school children. And they basically can take these single cards all by one, discuss them in a group together, and then put them, for example, in a logical order in order to come up with their own full story. So that's the first element. The second element is a memory game. And of course, everybody likes to play, not only children, but also adults. And almost everybody knows the memory game. And we can see here, we again split up the materials, the comics we find also in the posters, into two. And you see here on this picture with the gray background, there's the gray or the brown cards and the pink ones. And the task here is to take, to put the both colors into one row, and then always find the matching situation. So here we can see the first example here is the two boys we already know from the physical distancing story, the orange boy and the blue boy. And this is the situation where they're standing too close to each other. And then the pink card, which is the matching situation, we see both of them standing apart from each other. So the game goes, we put them upside down, so face down, and we only see the eyes here, the mean eyes and the friendly eyes. And each player should turn over one card, explain the card. What do we see? We see the two boys standing too close to each other, and then find the matching situation. And when you have found the matching situation in the pink cards, you can keep the card and you can continue playing, basically. And when testing these, we noticed that this is a lot of fun. It can be, it's got this kind of competitive character. It's a group exercise and quite a lot of fun. And then the last element is the puppet theater. And we see here some examples where the puppets or the characters also from which are the My Healthy Friends characters can be cut out. And then here you see this example where we put a stick or like something to hold the puppet on the back of the paper sheet, and then took some tape, and then we can kind of hold the characters and we can come up with our own drama or our own story. Of course, everybody likes drama, and I'm just going to stop the screen share now. Of course, the challenge here is what's also really important, and what we can read in the manual as well, that we always need to keep also the distance when using the materials. So this is something very, very important. And maybe we can talk about this when we also meet our guest from South Sudan in this conversation, and we can talk about how this is being implemented in schools.
Yes, just before we start with our guest, who will be coming, a colleague from South Sudan, from Malteser International, just one little aspect we haven't talked about, actually. How did we come to our cooperation, and how is it actually a very essential part financed? So maybe I start for that one and you add on. So as I already mentioned, Malteser International is working in South Sudan already many years, since 1996. And we are mostly funded by the German government, either by the German Federal Ministry for Economic Cooperation and Development, or from the Foreign Aid Department. So in this time, it's from the Federal Ministry. And we were already implementing some projects on wash and agricultural support, working a lot also in schools, mostly on hygiene promotion, but also on school gardening. And then COVID came and the schools closed. And we saw that actually children are left out in the system. Like, there are posters from UNICEF and there are speakers. Actually, we also have mobile speakers going through town and bringing out the message how to prevent COVID. But it's really not connectable from our perspective to children. And so we luckily, German Toilet Organization and Malteser International, are already in close cooperation and communication. We are working together in the same project on a toilet initiative, which is called CLTS, Community-Led Total Sanitation. So we were already working closely together there. And then there came this opportunity of extra funding to prevent COVID from the federal ministry. And we started discussing how we could give something more, especially to children in these difficult times. So maybe, Svenja, you want to add on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, the funding was the key to develop these materials. And as I said before, the very, very fruitful and great cooperation between Malteser International and German Toilet Organization had made this possible. And of course, this is very important because Malteser International are the ones who have the local infrastructure and all these great local people working in the communities and with schools, because they are the ones who at the moment implement the materials. And of course, we cannot travel at the moment. Everything has to be done with a distance. And we also did a whole training phase with the staff, the local staff, on how to implement these materials. And yeah, I think we should welcome our colleague from, I think, Juba at the moment, South Sudan, and we can maybe talk about that a bit more.
Okay, so now we are very happy to have someone from South Sudan with us. This is Robert Rani. He's a colleague from Malteser International working in Juba, South Sudan. He's a hygiene promoter and active in the field mostly. So he has really the view from the ground and is responsible currently for the implementation and distribution of the My Healthy Friend material. So hello, Robert.
Yes, morning.
Okay.
Hi, Robert. Great to have you here.
Good to have you too as well.
Okay, Robert. So we dive straight into the questions. So maybe you could start by describing how the current situation is in South Sudan regarding the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay, I just need to be brief on that. We know, we have been, schools have been closed, because I'm going to speak specifically to the schools and the situation in South Sudan. We used to have the restrictions and all the schools were closed, and even other businesses, there were a lot of restrictions as being put by the government. But for now, we see that the restrictions are lifted and people are also busy with the activities, business activities. But again, putting in mind also the precautionary measures being put by the WHO, people are still following, though the restrictions are lifted. Concerning the schools also, the last 3 weeks, schools have been, the last 2 weeks, the schools have been registering. For now, up to now, they have not yet finished the registration, but it is ongoing. Probably by next week, like one of the schools confirmed to us that by next week, Monday, they will start now classes, they will start teaching classes. So for now, I think other private schools, they have started, but for us, we are working with the government schools. They are still under registration. So we'll see that things are at least returning back to normal, though there are cases that I don't have actual figure, like how many cases they register per day. But what I see currently that other activities are ongoing. Schools are doing registration. Others are preparing to start classes by next week or others early next month. So we see that things are a little bit also coming back to normal. As we can see, also pupils are happy, parents are happy that their children are going back to school, because the closure of this school also has got a great negative impact on the pupils, more especially the girls. I think we know that almost everywhere, but for the citizens in South Sudan also, we know things are not like in other countries, but things are really coming to normal, but not as quick as possible, as we can see the situation now.
Yes, thank you, Robert. Yeah, I think it's really good to hear that changes are happening. Just imagine, more than 1 year, all schools were closed. So what influence this will also have on the children, on their whole life, and especially on their development. I think that is always good to stress. And so it's important work you are starting now to do there. So maybe we look into deeper a bit more into these educational material. And so the first question I would like to ask is there material already around? Like, are there awareness campaigns focusing on children, especially in the connection to COVID, or what other campaigns are around?
Okay, now specifically for Malteser, we have been since the schools were closed, but we have been working with communities in Juba, and because in Juba we work in Payams and other things, so we have been doing the campaigns. We have been also giving out the messages. We have been contracting community mobilizers. They use the megaphones. We have also been contracting the public announcers. Those who are moving with the cars, they also have the bigger megaphones tied up there, and then they move in the areas, residential areas. They move in the markets, giving out this message. We did not have specific messages, but we use the messages that have been developed by the WHO, which is used all over. Specifically for children, we only have these messages. As I can show you, we have the preventive messages, these ones that have been developed by the WHO, and then we have these ones, the signs and the symptoms. So especially the community mobilizers, we printed big number of these, and then we give to them whenever they go to public places or within the areas. They stick this one, and then also they stick this one, all are stick together, because like when they're sticking, they put this one and this one next. Wherever they go, they have to give this, and then they also announce as well. And then also, like those ones who are using their cars, the one we contracted also, they have these messages being stick on their cars like this, and then they move in the public places. They also announce similar messages, because the issue is they use the local Arabic here in Cuba, because not that everybody understands English. So those who are able to read, they can read. But again, they talk in Arabic. Sometimes they also use the other languages. They know the local languages. So we have been contracting people, more especially like we contract them for 30 days, the community mobilizers, even the public announcers. We contract them for 30 days, and then they work 4 hours per day. They spend 2 hours in the morning and then 2 hours in the evening. Because now we also see that during the normal day, hours, some people might not be in the house. Some people might be going out for other hustling, doing other work. So we think that by doing it early in the morning, people are still in the houses, and then in the evening they might have returned from their normal work, and then they are also in the residential areas. That's where they can get these messages. So we have been doing this. We have been doing this campaign, and then but for all, not only specifically, because we don't have specific messages, like we don't have specific materials like My Healthy Friend that have been developed specifically for children in school, but we use the one that had been developed by the WHO. So we have been doing these campaigns. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that gives us a good overview of what is already happening. And of course, it's something else now that the schools are opening. So maybe you can just take us with you to describe what is the current status of implementation of My Healthy Friends. It was a difficult situation with the schools all closed. So maybe you can just give us a short update. How is it going right now, and what are the next steps there?
Okay, now for the case of My Healthy Friend, because we have contracted the company to print the materials, and as for now, yesterday we finally received the 6,000 kits that have been we contracted the company. I was there personally with the logistic to confirm that all our materials are already delivered to the warehouse. For now, all the materials are with us. And we also have been in discussion with my manager, because now we need to, because of this 1 year plus gap that people have not been in school, there might be some changes where maybe we might have a number of people that dropped out, or maybe we might have a number of people, an increase in number of people, because we might expect that for that 1 year there must be a batch that would have joined. But now it has accumulated. So we expect maybe a bigger number, or maybe we expect a number of dropouts. So at the moment, it's difficult to tell, because now my next plan is first of all to do meetings with the head teachers and the mobilizers in the three schools that we have been supporting, because currently we are working in three schools under Rajab Payam. So my plan is on Monday I'll be doing meetings with them to know how many specifically how many pupils are in one school. And then this one now can now help us to now determine, okay, in this school we have this number, in this school we have this number. Secondly, also we have some government schools that they have two shifts. Maybe we have morning shift, and then we have also evening shift. This might be due to a bigger number of people that they may not be able to accommodate in just one shift. So also this one, after finding out, like in the three schools, if we have only morning shift, and then we can now plan according to the shift. Because like if we have two shifts, and then other schools, they have two different administration. Others, they have the morning administration. They may have one head teacher, but maybe the morning administration is a little bit somewhat different with the evening administration. So with this, we need to do all meetings in the three schools together with the PIAM and the government also to see now how we can now start the process of the implementation. This is one. Two, also, we need to look at the space of the schools, because we have other schools that they have number of classes that others are even empty. And then we have also other schools that maybe the classes are limited. So all this we need to, through these meetings, we will be able to assess the current situation in the schools. And then this one might not take long, actually. Maybe I have one day in the other school, like 3 days for the meetings, different schools. I'll meet the schools in 3 days. And then now I can come with the plan on how we can now start the process. Concerning the trainings, we only call, we invited the mobilizers, two from each school. But now we also need to, because these materials need to be used by each and every teacher. Each and every teacher must have the knowledge on how to use these materials. So we will now now plan as soon as possible to do the training of the remaining teachers. And then also in the meeting, we will be able to get, we'll be able to find out from the administration, since the schools have started, because we might have like 1 day, maybe if possible, or maybe 1 day plus. We need to take them slowly so that they can clearly understand these materials, the messages, and how these materials are to be used. So once we have done this training, they already know, and then now we cannot give out the materials because they are ready. I can even show you the sample of how these things happen. This is it. I don't know if you can see. This is one kit.
One big bag.
Yeah. Having one kit.
Wow, looking good.
Yeah. So we have my healthy friends, educational materials. So inside, this is the bag, and then inside, this is how they packed.
Very nice.
Yeah. Manual, everything, posters, my memory cards and everything all inside. And then we have the checklist. We have the checklist. So everything is here.
Perfect.
So we have them ready.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so we have them ready with us. Now we now need to prepare the schools. We need to prepare ourselves now to directly now get involved with the schools and the people. We might also be close to the, if the administration also might, because we have been working in hygiene promotion, we have been working directly with the hygiene clubs being formed in the school. We form the hygiene clubs, we train them. So definitely we might also be able to give them also some small training if possible. After training the teachers, we will also be able to train them so that they can be like agents of change. They how do you call the hygiene clubs? They can also be agents of change. By training them, also they will also help us to expand the knowledge to the rest of the people in the place. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's just one sentence. I think it's very interesting. You were showing us the posters with the written messages, and you said they need to be also in Arabic, and I think it's interesting because it's such a different way of communicating. My healthy friends is, as we've seen, very works without text, comic based, very straightforward, very clean messages, very very different way of communication than the posters with all the messages. I don't want to say that one is better and one is not is one is less good, but it's just interesting that it's very different.
Yes, exactly. And I think it's also showing that we have to find different approaches for different target groups. I think for children, this might really not work, just having messages handed out, especially for primary schools where the children were not able to learn reading until now. So, but just for our audience to clarify a bit, Robert, so it is that you are giving it the kits now to the schools, and then how do the teachers take it up? Like the teachers will go to the classes, it will explain it, or will you do it as a hygiene promotion manager? Just maybe clarify these in a short sentence, like who is trained on what and who will be definitely then in the class teaching the children.
Yeah, I think normally when we used to do the hygiene promotion activities, okay, let me just speak about that specifically. We, as I said, we do meetings because our aim of doing the meeting is we also don't want our activities that we take as an organization to interfere with also their schedules in the schools. So what we do, we first of all, after making that they understand, because they know these materials they are going to use. I mean, they're going to use these materials because they know we have been supporting them, and they've been very cooperative all this time. Whenever we have our activities, they are there with us. We have no to face challenges. But now for this, because this is a new materials that we are going to use, and then we are still going to give them a proper orientation on how these things are used. At the moment, we will fully engage the mobilizers together with the head teacher to make sure these things are used. But now, at what specific times do they think they can give out these messages, or they can maybe call group of people, maybe they can organize per class that maybe today we are going to give some teaching to primary 3 or primary 4. I think this is also we need to discuss together with the administration, because we don't want to be like we are forcing them to use our material, but we need to agree together with them on what is the best way of doing this. Yeah, because by asking them, they can tell us the better schedule that are with us when we do on this specific day or at this time is good with us, so that we can be at one page together with the school administration.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So regarding the implementation, because we have not started, but I hope that once we start, they also have that positive response, like the previous hygiene promotional activities that we have been doing in the schools, because we didn't get any rejection or anything from the school administration. They are always cooperative with us.
That's good to hear. I'm sure you will make the best out of it, and you will get to the schools and motivate them to use the material. So we have heard there are many steps ahead of you, and I wish you all the best for the next steps. It seems like the hardest part is still to come. But just as a closing question, I would like to ask you, what do you think is the potential impact it can have? Like, how could our material, the My Health and Friends material, actually influence the prevention on COVID in the schools and maybe the life of the children during these difficult times?
Yeah, I think for now, I can say these materials, also based on our efforts that we are going to put a lot of efforts to make sure that these materials are used. And then these materials also will make a positive impact in the schools. I hope that by really implementing this program, there will be also some changes, because based on my experience, when we started the implementation of the WASH programs in the schools, you know, we got a lot of challenges in the schools. We find that sometimes the schools, they have the facilities, but others are not functional. We have maybe the sanitation facilities that they need to be rehabilitated. We have the water facilities that need to be rehabilitated. Other schools, they don't have completely. But, you know, by rehabilitating the water facilities, the sanitation facilities, we are seeing some kind of improvement in the school, because now people are able to wash their hands, they're able to use the toilets, they're able to do a lot of ABCD, some practices within that, some good hygiene practices within the school. Though it's a long process, it will not be as easy as we may think, because like if this period is like for 4 or 5 months, for example, we might be able to get some changes, but maybe less, or in the period of 6 or 8 months, maybe we'll be able to also see some changes. So I hope that these materials will really improve also the lives of people, because all children are already aware of the pandemic. They know that we are in the world of pandemic. And then by bringing in some practices that they do it practical and they are fully involved, it will really help also to improve. They will be able to wash their hands constantly, more especially the social distancing. They will also be able to know that people are not expected to be so close to another. It will be very challenging for young children, because, you know, with children also, you tell them now, they forget. So it needs really time, it needs a period of time that we engage with them until they really have to know that, okay, this is a constant, this is a message that we are always given all the time whenever we come to school. Slowly, slowly, it will improve, and we find that it will make also a very great change in the schools. Yeah.
I think we are at the end of our time. I think we could discuss much, much more. It's such an interesting time, especially now that the rollout is starting and something is changing. Like, we are out of these really restricted times. So there's a chance of moving. And I think that is a sign of hope somehow. So I'm very excited to see what is going on in South Sudan. So Robert, thank you very much for these very important insights. And I think, fingers crossed from all of us, that it works out well. And I'm quite sure you can make it, and I'm sure the impact will be there. And we will follow up closely. And hopefully in 1 year's time, we can say this was the impact we were having. Until that time, we will work very hard on scaling it up, and not only sharing it with schools in Juba, but also in other parts of South Sudan, and maybe even other countries like Uganda or other East African countries. So we hope for the best. And thank you, Robert. Stay safe, stay healthy, and continue your great work.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much as well. And I also want to warmly greet all of the team in the office and say hi. And we keep in touch. And thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a nice time.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is the end of our conversation about My Healthy Friends. If you're interested to find out more, you find information on myhealthyfriends.org. Is it correct, Svenja?
Yes.
Or, of course, on the organizational websites, malteser-international.org or GTO. How is it?
Germantoilet.org. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, everyone.
You're welcome.
And have a good rest of the day.
Okay, you as well. All right, okay.
Bye.
Bye. Enjoy your morning.
You've been following A Germ's Journey, an international dialogue about the challenge of supporting community-relevant public health communications. You can find us on Twitter @germsjourney or go to our website germsjourney.com.